Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lyke, and how may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Clyde Kinsinger. I'm calling about order number 25.
One second.
All right.
Give me 1 second. I locked me out.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, thank you. I was trying to put the password in, it just disappeared. Wait 1 second, I'm getting it reset for you.
All right.
All right, let's try it again here.
Okay. The order number is 25893989.
It's still saying I'm disabled. Hold on.
Okay.
I don't guess it wants me to pull up this.
I've been on your side before too.
I'm just like, what is going on here? I know, these computers, you know, I guess they do what they want to do. Okay, finally, hold up. Let me try to pull it back up.
Okay.
All right, what's the order number?
25893989.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Clyde Kinsinger.
All right, and verify your address for security purposes.
2823 West Cherokee, Springfield, Missouri, 65807.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for the dash camera. How may I help you today?
Well, I wasn't supposed to receive the dash cam, but I did get it today. So I need to know if you want me to return it to you, if you want to just leave it as is. The reason I canceled the whole thing out, it first came to me, the product, first came to me after I had done a survey for some company. At the end of it, well, then it said for free gift, well, select one of these. And I did, and I charged the $7.45 to my credit card and went on down the road. And a couple of days later, I got a notice from my credit card company that an additional $56 had been posted to it, and I found out that was a entry fee or some kind of registration fee or something. So I called your company, asked that that be canceled out, and that the $7.45 be refunded to me. Since then, I had asked, you know, not to sip the dash cam. And so today I received the dash cam. So I don't know if you want me to keep that in lieu of the $7.45, or do you want it returned to you?
No, that's fine. Yeah, once we ship out something, well, we don't take it back. So, yeah, that's fine. You can just keep it.
All right. Would you, now you have my email address there, ClydeKensinger@att.net. Just to keep me covered, would you send me a note that it is okay to keep the dash cam?
No, we can't. Only thing that we send out is the cancellation for emails, and that's it. I can notate on your account as far as me saying you can keep it, but yeah, we can't send out email for that.
You can't send me an email and say that it's okay to keep the dash cam?
No, sir. We just notate that on your account, so if you call in, we can retrospect to it.
Well, 5 years from now, when I receive a summons in the mail to go to court,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't pay for something, I'd like to have something in my file to show that I wasn't supposed to. You understand that?
Okay. We do not send out anything pertaining to that. I'm going to get this notated on your account. Your account has been canceled. Now, if you want a cancellation numbers to reference to that, you can do
there
that.
There you go.
But no, I will not send you an email.
Okay. Cancellation number. Let me
all
write
right.
this down here.
One second. All right. So let's see. Your cancellation number is going to be C as in Charlie. It's going to be 258-939-990.
Okay. And what's the name of your company, by the way?
This is just a third party. We just supply for online vendors. It will be wherever you got the ad to sign up for that.
Well, the item said P.O. Box 19195, Akron, Ohio. There's no company name on that. There is on the... on the document that I printed off my computer as I was setting the order up,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for a company name on that also. And there is no company name on it.
No, there's probably not. There's none on any of them. Let me see. Now you can. I'll give you the website, and if you want to go back and reference to that and see if you can find something.
Okay.
All right. The
go
website
ahead.
Is going to be Perfect.
PERFECT.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right.
And then it's going to be Discount. DISCOUNT.
Okay.
Supply. SUPPLY.
.com. All right.
Yeah, so that's the website where it came from. Yeah, so maybe there should be some type of information on there for you.
Okay. But you're a third party to that company, even.
Yes.
But you won't give me the name of who you are or your
There's
company
no
name.
There's no name for that. The third party just means we do handle the billing for online vendors. So, like I said, you'll have to refer back to the website if you're looking for a particular name. We don't, only thing it's showing here is dash cam for your description. That's it.
Okay. Well,
I mean, what would you need a name for? You're already canceled out.
Yes, I am. But if I get something in the future, has some name on it that is accusing me of something, I'd like to be able to tie that name back into this situation.
Well, if you get something else in the future, you know, just call this same number back. All your information is here.
And your company will be in business for many years to come, I take it.
Yes, they will.
Well, I'm sorry that I have doubts about that. The company is obscure as what you're describing there. And I'm sorry, I just don't have the trust that information will be there when I need it. What's your first name?
My name is Laken. It's Laken.
All right. That's all I'll ask of you. Laken, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you.